The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers, the Skype username as well. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got a lot to talk about here tonight with you in the studio. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And coming up, Mark, you'll be telling us about a story out of Finland about a what they're calling a universal basic income.
Yes.
Not to be confused with a minimum wage. We'll get into that here in a moment. But more important is today's major announcement. Daryl, you teased on Facebook, social media, places like that, a couple of days ago that you were going to have a historic, like, American-wide, United States, for the whole country. This is a historic announcement.
Yes.
And it was in relation to your presidential campaign. You're running for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And the announcement was teased as making history across all of the United States.
Yes.
And I got to say, you've done it. I mean, this is pretty impressive. What has happened? Do you want to? Should I read the press release, or do you want to just go ahead and
read the press release?
Okay. All right. So you wrote this up,
and then I'll give you some of the critiques that I've seen online that I have not responded to. Some of
there's some ugly people who are going to respond to this particular announcement. So I'm looking forward to hearing those. But first, yeah, we'll get into the press release, which was released over at freekeen.com and through your website.
Well, initially on DarylWPerry.com.
DarylWPerry.com. The Libertarian Party, which made history in 1972 when Toni Nathan became the first woman to receive an electoral college vote, is notorious for breaking barriers on race, gender, and sexual orientation decades before their mainstream counterparts do. In another groundbreaking move for the Libertarian Party and American politics in general, Libertarian presidential candidate Daryl W. Perry announced Wednesday that his running mate will be the first Muslim vice presidential candidate in American history. And listeners of Free Talk Live may already have guessed who the person is.
That they're probably thinking of a couple of people.
Yep. In this case, it's actually a Muslim academic and thought leader, dedicated family man, and entrepreneur. He's gained name recognition with the Liberty Movement for his work as the National Director of Muslims for Liberty, an organization that works to advance the cause of liberty from a principled and Islamic perspective. The Daryl W. Perry 2016 campaign welcomes vice presidential candidate Will Coley to the campaign. So listeners of Free Talk Live are very familiar with Will. He's been a great caller on our program. We actually spent, it's very rare that Free Talk Live is a sort of floating topic show where anyone can call about anything. And one night we had Will on from the beginning of the show on a Saturday night all the way through the end of the show. And it was just basically Ask a Muslim. That was essentially the topic of the show, and it was just call after call after call of people who honestly don't know a damn thing about being a Muslim and what it means, and they had a lot of questions for Will.
Yeah, I can't say that I you know, that Islam is my favorite religion or anything like that, but what bothers me is if people don't understand something. So just pure ignorance to me is worse than any particular religion that I've run across that is sort of exists in modern day society. We don't really have child sacrifices around too much any longer. You know, this is what I like about Will is he'll come in, he'll field a question for you with not much rancor and ire, and well, that's really what people need, because there's a lot of folks out there, they'll say all kinds of stuff. You get these email forwards about, you know, Muslims and that kind of thing on a regular basis, and they're just, in many cases, just counterfactual.
Absolutely. Let me continue with the press release here. The Darrell W. campaign, again, is welcoming Will Coley to their campaign. During his tenure, Coley has amassed a considerable following by preaching a message that simultaneously discourages violence while encouraging open-mindedness towards Muslims. The announcement of Coley's selection comes in the midst of the Perry campaign steadily gaining momentum in the weeks leading up to the Libertarian Party's national convention slated for the weekend of May 27th through 30th in Orlando, Florida. Perry, a longtime libertarian activist and media personality on Free Talk Live, chose Coley as his running mate because, quote, he has intimate knowledge and insight both of the religion and the cultures of the countries that the U.S. military has been bombing actively or occupying. Over the next 6 weeks, Perry will be attending a series of Libertarian Party state conventions to network with fellow libertarians and discuss his platform. A complete listing of the events is available on the campaign website, darrellwperry.com. Your first stop, Darrell, is this weekend in Miami, Florida, for the Florida Libertarian Party convention.
West Palm, not Miami.
I'm sorry. West Palm Beach, just to the north of Miami.
Yeah, it's not that far.
On the East Coast, for the Florida Libertarian Party Convention for all the poor bastards who are still in Florida and who have not moved to New Hampshire.
Yes.
Because that's where I'm from originally, and I've been to a couple of those Libertarian Party conventions. I'm excited for you, Darrell. I think this is a big, bold move and a smart move for your campaign. Will Coley's a great speaker. He's well educated in being a Muslim. He didn't start as a Muslim.
Right.
He was, I believe, a Christian, raised a Christian in Tennessee. And at some point,
he's a country boy. This is what's funny about him.
He's known as America's favorite redneck Muslim.
Yeah. He calls himself a redneck.
Okay.
And he looks like one.
Yes.
He's got the camouflage cap and everything.
Yes.
So how'd this come about?
So it was actually Will's idea.
Okay. So he pitched you on it.
He approached me, and I told him I love the idea. And regardless of who winds up getting the presidential nomination, I will support Will Coley for vice president. So this is not a, take it or leave it
sort of thing. Aren't tied together. The Libertarian Party separately will nominate their vice president
candidates. And there have been some people that have thrown out things like, Darrell should know better. The delegates wind up electing the VP. Yes, I know. But it seems to be a thing, recently. And there's pros and cons behind having, a ticket, per se, pre-nomination. But there's definitely been that move within the Libertarian Party recently to where in 2012, Gary Johnson named a running mate pre-nomination.
Is that Judge Gray?
Yes.
Okay.
And then about a week ago, I believe John McAfee had named a running mate.
Oh, really?
Judge Rice. Yep.
Yes. And so it's sort of, become... I guess not really the norm, but something that's happening now within the Libertarian Party to where you do name a preferred vice presidential candidate or, can call it running mate. But again, regardless of who winds up getting the presidential nomination, Will is going to seek the vice presidential nomination. So it's not a... joint thing. We're standalone.
I think it's a great idea because this is just newsworthy.
Yes.
End of story. Newsworthy. Then there's nothing wrong with hooking your train together. I mean, you're willing to support him. He's willing to support you. If it's pre-nomination, you're saying, hey, we're buddies up until the point of nomination, and then, whatever. And it's fine. I mean, I think it's a great move.
We're buddies until the nomination and then whatever, we're still going to support one another through the nomination process.
Through the nomination process, but then when the nomination occurs, the nomination occurs after the nomination process. If one of you is still standing and the other one isn't, you're going to support them, but that's it, right? Like, that's the end of the story. They're going to go on and be the presidential candidate or the vice presidential candidate.
Well,
that's the end of it, really.
Going through the history, it seems to me that every time a presidential nominee who has become, whoever has become the Libertarian Party's presidential nominee, they get their selection as the VP.
Okay.
So if I get the presidential nomination, the chances of Will not becoming the vice presidential nominee are incredibly slim. So, you know, the whole thing of we've split at the hips at convention is a little disingenuous, to say the least.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. I know you wanted to share with us some of the responses you've been getting from this nomination. You've already racked up a couple of media interviews as a result of it. Our toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join join us here. Toll free at 855-453. Your thoughts, your reactions to the huge news, historic news. Darrell W. Perry and his presidential campaign made American political history today. The first time ever that someone who is a Muslim has accepted nomination for vice presidential candidate.
Yes.
And that is happening. It is Will Coley, who listeners of Free Talk Live who have been listening for more than a couple months are well familiar with. He's been a frequent caller to the show, and I consider him an expert on all things Muslim. I mean,
he certainly sounds like it from where we sit.
He's got an answer for any question we've thrown at him.
And the nice thing about him is that he's looking at things from a pro-liberty standpoint.
That's right.
His opinion that Muslim religion is, you know, very pro-liberty, very libertarian in its thought process, and he makes a good argument for it. That's not going to convert me by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, I'm interested in hearing it.
I don't think that when I hear Will talking about being a Muslim, I don't hear him, you know, trying to convert people. I hear him just simply trying to get information out there to controvert the bad information that's out there about Muslims. There's a lot of misinformation.
The hate.
A lot of lies. A lot of just absolute garbage out there that has, you know, they drag these, mainstream talking heads on news shows, talk radio. They love to drag Islam through the mud. And almost always they don't know what they're talking about. So really all he's doing is correcting misinformation. Now, there may be some people who will take it further and they'll look into it and ultimately decide to convert. But that's not the purpose of having him on the show. None of the three of us are Muslims. I have read the Quran. I don't know if the two of you have. I don't believe that.
I have not.
That you have.
I've read parts of it, but, like anybody who looks on the Internet.
Right. I it was one of the things I read when I was in jail for civil disobedience. And so I have a little bit more knowledge than the average American probably about being a Muslim. But
how long did it take you to read it?
It's not a thin book. I don't honestly remember. I'm sorry. A couple days, 2 or 3 days, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, you get a lot of time in jail.
Right. So yes. I know you have a lot of time in jail.
And it repeats itself a lot too.
It's fairly repetitive. Yes.
You find yourself skipping through those parts. I mean, if I read the same thing over and over again, I'd be coasting on through.
I did want to make sure I read the whole thing. I wanted to be able to say that I had read the entire thing.
When you said repetitive, I thought you meant your time in jail becomes repetitive. Where it does. You wake up, you eat, depending on whether you're in classification or you get day room.
I would go to work in my case. Work in the kitchen.
When I was in for 3 days, I was in classification, which meant that I was in
alone.
A cell by myself for 22 and a half hours.
Did they even give you a book, or did you just have to sit there?
No, I had books.
Okay, that's good.
Read a book about dragons.
So nonfiction.
No, it was fiction.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then I also read Brave New World, which I'm not sure what frustrated me more, the ending of Brave New World or the ending of 1984.
So, if you want to comment, please do. Toll-free number is 855-453, and you've gotten some comments, Darrell. From where did you want to share the responses to your announcement that Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty is now your vice presidential candidate for your presidential campaign for the Libertarian
Party? So some of these comments come from the from the Independent Political Report, where they reposted the article.
Okay.
And then there's also been a couple of comments on Twitter. I'll start with the one on Twitter where somebody put, "Look at me. I pick someone for the sake of who they are, not their policy positions." And then they shared a screenshot of just the title and the first paragraph of the press release.
Okay.
And so then I responded, obviously, you did not read the entire press release. Because if you read the entire press release and your interpretation was that I picked Will because he's a Muslim and not because he is a solid libertarian, then your reading comprehension is zero.
I guess both of them happen to be true. And the most interesting thing about this, you could have found a solid libertarian who wasn't Will Coley.
That's true.
And wasn't correct. Muslim. So
but it wouldn't have been as newsworthy.
Right. I think that there's some validity to the critique in the sense that
the hater has validity, right? Like, they're like, you know, I'm a hater, and I just post crap that makes me angry, and I don't post the real reason, because I hate Muslims, right? Like, that's what they're saying behind it. So they're being a hater, and really what they deserve is a whole bunch of hate back, and it's not going to solve anything.
Right. Hate only hurts the hater. You don't want to hate back.
I mean, internet hate, buddy.
Hate still hates, hurts.
I'm not talking about taking a .45 caliber and shoving it down their throat and telling them to shut the F up.
No, you don't have to be violent to someone to hate them, and I'm just saying hate hurts the hater. Anyway, Daryl, what's your response to this person besides, you know, that...
That was my response of you obviously did not read it.
But it is true that, you know, this is a publicity move to some extent, right?
Certainly.
You know, because he, like Mark was saying, you could have picked a bunch of principled libertarians. You picked the principled Muslim libertarian because, you know what? First of all, Muslims need, this is a good thing for the Muslim community. They've never had this happen before.
Right.
And if you've listened to Will Coley on Call to Freedom, which is his weekly radio show that he does on LRN.FM from 10 to midnight Eastern time, then he's expressed a lot of frustration with the Muslim community as a whole, simply because they tend to support Democrats, even though the Democrats...
Well, now they do. Pre-9/11, they were Republicans.
Well, even though the Democrats, like the Republicans, have bombed Muslims around the globe anyway. So that's frustrating to him. And so now he can be that presidential candidate, or in this case, vice presidential candidate, that Muslims can get behind, because he's an actual Muslim.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible reason for Muslims to get behind him. They should get behind him. People should get behind Daryl and Will because they're good candidates and they have good policy positions.
But if you can...
But I understand why people might say, I can relate to... Like am I a Muslim? I say, I can relate to him, and now I can pay attention to these policies, and it might bring someone in. But
oh,
it's
I
a
think
bad reason to get behind someone. It's a good reason to get educated about the ideas of liberty.
Yes.
It's a bad reason to get behind someone.
I think it will have the effect of bringing Muslims to the ideas of liberty, which is ultimately what the purpose of... I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Daryl, but the purpose of your campaign is not to win the presidential election. You know that's impossible as a libertarian. The purpose of your campaign is to spread the ideas of liberty.
Yes.
And by having a Muslim vice presidential candidate, the word is going to get around in Muslim circles that there's an actual Muslim for the first time ever who's running for vice president, and that's going to result in Muslims who've never looked before at the ideas of liberty investigating these ideas, and that's really valuable.
Has a Muslim ever run for president?
There's someone that converted recently that
did
seek the Libertarian Party presidential nomination in 2012 and received two votes.
As a Muslim or not?
It was not promoted that the person was Muslim.
At the time?
It's not really promoted now.
Okay.
It's just something that if you look on the Wikipedia page, you can see there's a Muslim name that the person has.
So here's what you need to do. You need to go find yourself a libertarian Zoroastrian and claim that they're going to be your Secretary of State.
It's interesting that you mentioned Zoroastrian.
It's a joke!
Because on Independent Political Report, somebody mentioned that one of the candidates needs to name a Zoroastrian as their running mate.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. Comment on Daryl W. Perry's historic announcement today for his presidential campaign. He's running for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. That is not the historic announcement. The historic announcement is that he has chosen Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, the first ever Muslim to run across all of the United States in the history of American politics for vice president.
Yes.
And so congratulations on that. You're going to share some more objections, I think. You've got more, yes?
A couple more. Not necessarily objections per se, but interesting comment.
All right. Well, share some more comments here, and you can share your thoughts if you want. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can do your online shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's Amazon. You know them. They are a tremendously large retailer around the globe, and you can actually link into Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US through shop.freetalklive.com. So you get into the right Amazon for you, order the stuff that you want, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sales. The same great prices, same huge selection you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, and we appreciate it when you do so. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com as we continue. Here are your calls and thoughts. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ralph. How are you guys? Okay, let me...
Elated. There's a Muslim running for vice president now under the Libertarian Party ticket. Isn't that exciting?
Hallelujah. But I want to talk more about the Richmond, Virginia police shooting, okay? Or the shooting of that state trooper.
Some state trooper was shot. What's the circumstance of this? Was he searching someone's cavity in public?
All we know is this animal went over there at that Greyhound bus station, was in that that area, probably visiting either a friend or a family. We don't know. All we know is he's an animal with extensive criminal record from Aurora, Illinois. Now, this whole situation has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. It has everything to do with Black Lives Matter. And, you know, once again, this man, Obama, has shown a pattern of allowing things like this to not only fall by the wayside, but completely...
What does Barack Obama have to do with a Virginia police officer being shot?
His war on police is impossible.
I couldn't understand what you said there. I couldn't understand.
War on police?
He doesn't have a war on police. He's the head of the police.
Oh, yes, he has.
He's in charge of the police.
And technically, that's not true.
Well, he's in charge of the federal police. Further, as the head of the executive branch.
Right.
Barack Obama is not in charge of the Virginia police, who I'm sure will be, Ralph, I'm sure will be dedicating a myriad of police resources to investigating this crime and finding who did it if they haven't already. So, you know, the idea that that a cop gets shot is somehow going to get pushed to the wayside is pretty ridiculous. I've never seen that happen before. When a cop gets shot, every police officer the entire department turns on that particular issue. They go and they spend all their time and resources. It's everybody else that gets thrown to the wayside when a cop gets shot. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. I'm sorry. He's called with this claim before that there's some sort of Obama-initiated war on cops, and I just don't see it.
If there's a war on cops, I can't claim to know where it came from, all right? But if there's a war on cops, it seems like there's definitely one thing that's been true all the way through it, and that's the cops have been cops.
The cops are winning the war on cops if there is one, because what was the statistic we covered not too long ago? 96% of police that are ever brought before a grand jury wind up getting off.
Yeah, and also there's really no good numbers that somehow it's you know.
And specifically that was for civil rights violations.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I'm certain that the Keene Police Department increased its department size of on-duty officers, or badged officers, not like the office staff cops, but the actual ones that will go out on the street, by 10% over the Obama administration. The federal government gave them grant money to hire new police officers, and the federal government also gave them a Bearcat. They gave them nearly $300,000 to buy this armored personnel carrier tank thing that has gun ports on it.
They didn't give the police the money.
They gave it to Linko Bearcat.
To the company, and it was a grant where they gave the company money and said, now send one of these Bearcats to Keene.
Thank you for the clarification, but my point being, that would not have happened were there an actual war on cops.
Right.
If Barack Obama were committing some sort of war on cops, then there would be fewer federal police, there would be fewer state police, there would be fewer local cops, because he'd be cutting funding left and right.
Now,
and that's not happening.
That does seem to be more of an outcry, a hue and cry over police behavior in this country.
Not by Barack Obama, though.
No, well, to some extent. And he's addressed it a couple of times, but mostly by just sort of the general public. This is much more of a grassroots movement. I think that's what's being addressed here. But if the public is upset at the services that are being provided to them by police, only a government institution would say, oh, you hate us!
us. I can't believe how much you hate us. Like a business would have to say, well, it looks like we're going to have to change the way we provide our goods and services mm-hmm. in order to, satisfy our customers or we're going to go out of business. But government employees, they can hang up the straw man relatively quickly. What if I told you it's possible for us to be against police and violence on civilians and civilian violence on police at the same time? Like, it's a earth-shattering notion that somehow I don't have to take the side of somebody who's being violent.
So, let's see here. There's related news. We'll get back into your campaign here in a moment,
sure.
Daryl W. Perry. But for the past few weeks, actually, Mark, you've got a shorter version of this story. Radley Balco had reported over at the Washington Post, I don't know if you can pull this up, about the guy who apparently has been strip searched and cavity searched on the side of the road. Do you happen to have that handy? If not, I've got a variant on this.
Yeah, I've got one here that
isn't the first time, by the way, that something like this has occurred. There was a story out of Texas where a couple of women were cavity searched on the side of the road by some officer. I believe it was a state police officer in that particular case. And the idea, of course, is there might be drugs up there.
Yep, stuck their finger where the sun don't shine. Aiken, South Carolina, on October the 2nd, 2014. And I'm sorry this news doesn't come more timely. The police tend not to give information out when it's their officers that are...
Yeah, generally the news that I see, because I do read a good amount of news, whenever there's some kind of police officer indicted for, it's always something that happened 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Happens, yeah. Lakia Hicks and Elijah Pontoon had broken no law, violated no traffic code, and were simply driving down the road when they were targeted and pulled over by Aiken police officer Chris Medlin. Medlin explained to the couple that he'd stopped them because they had temporary tags on their car. According to South Carolina law, there is nothing wrong with temporary tags so long as they aren't expired.
Yeah, he stopped them because they're black.
Young
and black.
It's something you could jump to, right? Like, it's a conclusion you could jump to.
And where was this again?
Aiken, South Carolina.
Okay, Aiken.
Hicks explained that she had recently purchased the car, obviously, temporary tags, and that it was the reason for the tags. Medlin even tells the couple that the tags check out. The stop, which never should have happened in the first place, should have ended right there. However, Medlin, working on a hunch. Now, where'd that hunch come from? Just knew that this couple was up to no good. Medlin orders Pontoon out of the car and handcuffs him for no reason. Now imagine what this might be like for you if you were ordered out of a car and handcuffed for no reason. And that might leave you a little shaken and wondering, what do I do next?
I don't know if your article has the quotes. This one does from Radley Balco. He said he was going to explain it in a minute, then told Pontoon, because of your history, I've got a dog coming in here.
Yep.
I'm going to walk a dog around the car. You're going to pay for this one, boy.
Boy. Boy.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Aiken, South Carolina. You did a little bit of Googling there, Daryl, and you found this is kind of in the middle of BF nowhere.
Yeah, it's a sizable place in the middle of nowhere, but it's pretty much in the middle of nowhere.
I don't like to draw conclusions specifically, but I can tell you this news story isn't helping.
Yes. 30,000 people live in Aiken, South Carolina, so a little bit bigger than our Keene, New Hampshire.
Slightly bigger than Keene, but Keene is still the middle of nowhere.
Yep, that's true.
And it's not that far from Augusta, the state capital. Is Augusta the state capital?
Augusta is in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Terribly sorry. Columbia. Yeah, it's in between the two.
So he
I wonder if people
over...
make a banjo noises when they say Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, there's definitely some, you know, rednecks in Keene,
there's
New Hampshire.
There's a river, surrounding. So.
River? Anyway, back to
Ashwaylet is the river in Keene.
Mark, you were sharing with us this story, and I forget where from which news source, but... you were sharing this.
DCClothesline.com. It basically boiled down from Radley Balco's story, but you had given the quote. The police officer basically pulls this guy out of the car.
Is there a name for the police officer?
Yes, yeah, Medlin.
Medlin.
Okay.
He pulled the guy out of the car after pulling him over for a paper tag, which
well,
is not illegal.
Well, he was in the passenger seat.
Right. But either way, not illegal to have a paper tag, but that was the
temporary
reason, right. That was the reason given for the pullover in the first place. So the whole stop was completely illegal.
Yeah, the stop is a bunch of crap is what this is. And he says,
it gets worse.
Because of your history, I got a dog coming down here going to walk a dog around the car.
You're going to pay for this one, boy.
Pontoon has no
what? This one what? being in Aiken?
Right. I don't know.
You can't call it DWB because he wasn't driving. Right. He was the passenger.
Pontoon has no history, though, at least not since 2006, which is hardly a reason to stop the man now, after 10 years ago. Mm. After unlawfully detaining the couple with no probable cause, a drug dog shows up but finds nothing.
Nothing.
That's good news.
Again, because it's up your butt, son.
Again, this illegal stop should have been ended here, but it didn't, and instead it got much worse. By now, there are four officers on the scene, okay. One of whom is a female.
Obviously, nothing else to do in Aiken.
Yep, meddling there.
No other crime.
Tells the female officer to search her real good. Referring to Hicks, well, that's the driver of the car.
Yeah.
While the search of Hicks happened off camera, according to a federal lawsuit filed by attorney Robert Phillips, it involved exposing Hicks' breasts in the populated area. Mind you, this is at noon on a Friday.
Mm.
After sexually assaulting Hicks and finding nothing, the cops then direct their attention to Pontoon.
It's not sexual assault when we do it. We're the police.
Right, and that's that's what happens. That's essentially what happened. If I did this to somebody, it would be a sexual assault.
It'd be felony.
If somebody who has a badge on does it, then they're just doing their job. That is an entirely different class of person. It's a super citizen, as it were. This is what I've said for many years, is that essentially the police are treated like super citizens. If we held them criminally responsible for criminal behavior, they wouldn't do it. So, and that does happen in some countries. There's certainly more accountability, and you have, well, better service from law enforcement. I'm not saying the police are bad. I'm saying that people respond to incentives.
Mm.
And we need to give incentives that give law enforcement and everybody else, make them responsible for their actions.
Well, the incentive right now is that there is no responsibility for police actions. And so the people who are becoming police know that they can abuse people with virtually no consequences. So they are responding to the incentive, right? The incentive
yes.
is you can do whatever you want and you can, you know, rape people or molest people or murder them. And most of the time, you'll be okay.
As most of the time.
4% of the time you won't.
Right. I got a story also from Aiken about another police officer. That's why I asked what the name of this cop was. Aiken Police Officer, Aiken County Sheriff's Office terminated Deputy Robert Beard after receiving confirmation of his arrest on warrants for child molestation.
Oh.
He molested himself some children down in Blythe, Georgia.
If he just stuck to molesting himself, he would have been fine.
Or people that drivers. He pulled over yeah. on the side of the road.
Let me go ahead here. It says, after sexually assaulting Hicks and finding nothing, the cops then directed their attention to Pontoon. You got something right here between your legs. There's something hard right here, right between your legs, Medlin says, noting that he's going to put some gloves on.
Oh, okay.
Again, yeah. The cop appears to move out of the view of the camera to protect themselves while sodomizing a man on the roadside. However,
oh, wow.
The graphic audio leaves no room for speculation as to what happened. As cops launched an assault on this innocent man, I'm not going to read that word. It's getting a little too graphic. Pontoon complains that they are grabbing his hemorrhoid. I got hemorrhoids. The police says, I got hemorrhoids and they ain't that hard, replies the apparently racist and now rapist cop, as Radley Balco points out in the story that you have there on The Intercept. Is that at about 12:47:15 in the video, the audio actually suggests the two officers may have inserted fingers into Pontoon's rectum. One asks, what are you talking about right here? The other one replies, right straight up in there. And the
don't feel right like a hemorrhoid. Straight up in there. That feels like a balloon full of heroin.
Right. God.
Now, do you guys remember the story that I'm fairly certain we covered a couple of years ago about the guy in New Mexico that was sodomized by police six times? And
In the hospital
yeah. where they did several colonoscopies and
they had the doctors do their sodomizing for them.
Yeah.
Right? The doctors were under orders.
Yes. Yeah. They forced the doctor, and I believe there was one doctor that refused to do it after they had given the guy something to cause him to defecate everything that was inside of him.
Right. We're done here.
They're like, nothing came out. We need to shove a colonoscope in there six times and then make him defecate again.
In Aiken, they don't have the budget for that kind of sending him to the hospital and that kind of thing, so they got to do it right.
We ain't got us one of them fancy hospital things.
So it's funny, but no, it's not.
It's right up in there. Right. Just going up to your elbow, Mark.
Here's the good,
really
good news. They didn't find anything. Because if they wanted to find something, they could have found something, right? I mean, that's kind of one of the advantages to being
law enforcement. What's this brown thing that I pulled out?
I don't mean that. I meant if they, you know, if he wanted to have a baggie of heroin, and, I mean,
is this black tar heroin that you did not put in a bag?
They some police officers carry, you know, a little bag to plant on somebody.
They do.
Unfortunately,
yep.
They did not find that, and that's a really good thing.
Man.
So now I know you from before, from when I worked dope. I've seen you, and that's why I put a dog on the car, is the explanation from the officer.
But by the way, before you go on.
Doesn't this sound like you black folks all look the same to me? Doesn't that sound like that?
You fit the description of that guy what did that thing that I was told about, but right. I can't remember all the details right now, but I'll figure it out after I take you down to the pokey.
Right. You
boy.
You fit the description.
The officers, by the way, before the quote that you just read about pulling the dog on the car, it says here in the Washington Post version of the story from Radley Balco, the officers apparently continue to search Pontoon's rectum for another 3 minutes.
They're going to make sure that whatever they're looking for is not there.
So can you imagine? I mean, it's so violative just, you know, to have someone put their fingers up there in the first place. But then to just...
Without your consent.
Right. To just poke around up there for three minutes more beyond whatever the point was that they decided that it was continuing. So at least 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. I mean, think about, you know how you watch a clock, right? You watch the clock, you want to wait till the, you know, next segment of Free Talk Live and you're watching for that full minute. That's a long damn minute when you're, you know, when you're watching time and when someone's poking around up in your butt.
Right. Try holding your breath.
3 minutes.
For 3 minutes. You'll find out just how long 3 minutes is.
And you got hemorrhoids up there, so yeah, that's probably made it pretty more so uncomfortable than it would normally be.
I would call this painful. It would be my guess. I have a very difficult time watching these videos these days of police abuse. I just mentally and emotionally can't take it anymore. So I like to read what other people write about it. It's the best I can do.
My God, I hope some attorney has stepped up to help these folks out.
Yeah,
did say they have an attorney.
They have
right?
an attorney. Yes.
Okay.
And I sincerely hope that they do not get ripped off in the process. But we will see how that goes. So it is a vile and disgusting story, and we will see how it results.
It's a war on cops, though.
Right. It's a war on cops, and this guy's rectum.
God. All right. Well, that's absolutely horrifying, and there's more to the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Actually, we'll continue. You can join us here. 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Plus, more about the Muslim vice presidential candidate.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.